This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Yellen says that there's no solid intellectual basis for seeing a recession as inevitable for the United States. But in other news, folks, it looks like a majority of Americans feel the U.S. economy is in recession. So by that token, I guess Janet Yellen just said that we don't have solid intellectual basis here in this country. But, folks, it just gets weirder, doesn't it? It just gets weirder. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Wednesday edition is upon us. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. 949-822-7959. And also, if you want to head over to my home website, of KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send me a direct message, and you can opine that way or send us a comment or question by that method if you prefer this morning. But once again, folks, it is Wednesday. We're glad to be here. We're glad that you're there, and we're just welcoming everybody who's listening to us, of course, on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, AM 930, of course, and also along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates in different parts of the country. And we're glad to be riding along with you this morning, working along with you this morning, and just talking about the news, talking about politics, and other stuff, too, this morning, and the AM and the overnight hours across your radio dial. Well, that's right. Janet Yellen says there's no solid intellectual basis for seeing recession as inevitable. This is from Market Watch. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Tuesday continued to offer an upbeat view on the U.S. economy, saying forecasters who have predicted a recession haven't had strong reasons for such a call. A year ago, I think many economists were saying a recession was inevitable, Yellen said in an interview at the Wall Street Journal CEO Council Summit, an event in Washington, D.C. She added that she had never felt there was a, quote, solid intellectual basis for making such a prediction, unquote, because a key is that inflation expectations never meaningfully ratcheted up on a long-term basis. What about milk and eggs and stuff like that? I don't know if she's had to buy those lately. But let's head over here to Fox Business. The U.S. economy may not technically be in a recession, but most Americans believe it is. And one of the things, too, about recessions is a lot of times you'll go back and you'll find out that we were in a recession, you know, because you look back at it. But also, I think many consumers and many of the American people also see what's happening and they say something is wrong in the economy. In other words, not something is right, something is wrong. And they may perceive it as a recession, basically. But nevertheless, and they would be right? Something is wrong in the economy. At the very least, that wages have not kept up. You know, people have to work different jobs, it looks like, to make good and so forth. Interest rates are still very high, and the perception of the economy drives consumer spending as well. People will start to hunker down. So, again, U.S. economy may not technically be in a recession, but most Americans believe it is. That's according to a recent survey conducted by Bankrate, which found 59% of U.S. adults feel like the economy is in a recession, defined by two consecutive quarters of negative growth. Regardless of income, households said they are feeling the pressure about the same amount. 60% of respondents in the lowest income households making under $50,000 a year said the economy feels like it is in a recession. Of those households in higher income households making than $100,000 annually, 61% agreed. Gen Xers, ages 43 to 58, were the age group most likely to say the U.S. is in recession at 65%, followed by millennials, 27 to 42, at 60%. Baby boomers, ages 59 to 77, at 58%, and Gen Z, ages 18 to 26, at 55%. Households with children younger than 18 were most likely to say the economy is in a recession at 66%. So, and it goes on. An earlier Bankrate survey gives weight to those feelings. 50% of Americans saying their overall financial situation has declined since the 2020 presidential election. Well, let's zip back over here to Breitbart article that says when former President Trump left office, the average monthly mortgage payment was $1,787 a month. Again, we're talking the average. What is it now? $3,322 a month. So, again, the latest findings, back to the Fox Business article here, latest findings indicate nearly two-thirds of Americans, 66%, say the current economic environment, including factors such as elevated inflation, rising interest rates, and changes in income or employment, has negatively impacted their finances this year, and 85% of those who agree the economy is in a recession share that same sentiment. Well, folks, I got to tell you, this goes back to the question. And a few weeks ago on the program, we talked about this question that had come about from a particular, I think it was an opinion piece, saying, here's the question that the Democrats fear the most. They don't want this question to be asked. This is why they keep, you know, going on with all this other stuff and distracting people and this kind of thing, because they do not want you to answer that question. They don't want you to think about that question. They don't want you to talk about your neighbors, talk about this question with your neighbors. And you don't want to talk about your neighbors either, but you know what I mean? You don't want to, they don't want you to ask this question. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Season of all, absolutely, and I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that we're the happiest show of all. We have a lot of fun here on the broadcast, and we just really enjoy it. It is the greatest job in the world, and we have you to thank for that. Absolutely, we have you to thank for that. And we always want to make that known, and we want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to everybody who calls the program, everybody who sends in direct messages, and everybody who's just out there going along with us in the overnight hours across your radio dial, in the overnight hours across America. And it's just a lot of fun. It really, really is. We talk about some pretty serious stuff, no doubt about that. We try to give you the best analysis that we can, no doubt about that. And at the same time, we like to laugh and smile a little bit too, because we need to do that, especially in the overnight hours across your radio dial. All right, once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also, again, head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send me a direct message. Well, before we get into more of the stuff here, we got this audio clip. This is President Zelensky with President Biden in the Oval Office. And Joe Biden, I don't know, if the President of the United States says, hush up, everybody. I guess he's getting pretty irritated with people shouting too many questions. So let's listen in, because he's saying he just signed another $200 million. For Ukraine. Let's listen in.
Before the press. Hey, whoa, hush up a second, okay? I've got one more thing to say. I just signed another $200 million drawdown from the Department of Defense for Ukraine, and that will be coming quickly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lots of questions. Can't make out one of them. He's just kind of laughing about it. Oh, they're just shouting at me. So I don't think he's able to make out any of those questions. So that's a fun day, obviously, in the Oval Office with Zelensky. But, of course, you know now what the other message is. The message isn't just that everything's great, everything's fine, everything is okay, and you really shouldn't be asking questions. That's part of the message. The other part of the message, of course, is that if you have any questions about the funding for Ukraine, which I think, generally speaking, American people agree, we should be supporting Ukraine, we should be supporting the efforts to stop Vladimir Putin. But if you have a question about it, like where does the money go, or if you have something else going on, like, well, I tell you what, we're going to also secure the home border here in the United States, particularly the southern border, well, now you just want Putin to win. I don't think that that's really a great leap. I think this is part of what's wrong in our political discourse in this country, right? And that is, if you don't agree completely with what the administration wants to do, then somehow you are helping or for somehow Vladimir Putin, okay? And nothing could be further from the truth. The American people don't want to loud Vladimir Putin. They don't want to cheer on the Russian army as it marauds across Ukraine. They don't want to do any of that kind of stuff. But this is, again, part of what's wrong in our system is having to say that you are, you're just, you know, everything about you is completely wrong if you disagree or have a different opinion or a different way to get from point A to point B. And one of the things, too, is that the administration never wants to talk about the border. Never, ever do they want to talk about the border in the sense that there is something fundamentally wrong at the border. We'll get the platitudes, the things, and also, oh, no, the border's open. No, no, pardon me, the border's closed. And, you know, it's just something they don't want to talk about. So if you mention it at all, then they're going to try to then paint you as a pro-Putin sort of ally because you don't want to endlessly write checks. And I want to make it clear. I think stopping the Russian army and so forth, and there are some benefits to this because the Russian army gets depleted. Putin hopefully gets weakened in the end. But at the same time, we also want this thing to end. There needs to be a decisive victory. And I do think that one of the things that we're probably not hearing enough about is that it doesn't look good overall in terms of having that decisive victory against Putin without having, like, for lack of a better term, a surge, right? A surge. And as our friend Denise Simon is fond of talking about, you know, there's a lot of direction going on from the United States to Ukraine. And, you know, we've got to get out of this cycle where it's just enough to keep going. But at the same time, you have to worry about escalating it. We've talked a lot about that when this all first went down, you know, talking about the escalation factor that would be part of this. And, you know, and then, of course, every once in a while, some Russian official, you know, pops their head up and says something like, this is going to be a nuclear problem, and it will be major nuclear consequences, or this kind of stuff, in order to try to rev it all up and make everybody scared again, and so forth. But overall, you know, this war continues to drag on, and it absolutely needs to stop at some point, and stop very, very soon. No doubt about it. All right, so let's see here. We've got another interesting story here. A Democrat lawmaker screams over Kamala Harris's holiday party speech, igniting a response, and she says, right now I am speaking. So we've got the audio of that, too. Let's listen in. Kamala Harris speaking at a holiday party.
And just in this holiday season,
And this is a Democrat state representative. I don't know if we know the name of the person who's doing that. I think we might. We'll see if we can find that out. This is... oh, it's Democrats. It's a Delaware state representative, Medina Wilson Anton. Evidently, that's the name of the person that held up a sign saying ceasefire and started yelling at Kamala Harris while she was talking. Whatever it was she was saying about the holiday season is here, et cetera, et cetera. But again, this is the kind of thing that now it passes for legitimate political argumentation, discourse, and this is also part of that whole movement, and that is to literally disrupt everything. We saw this happen at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, right? And so one of the things, especially if you have, like, small kids or even some older kids, right, people just like to kind of sit down and watch a lot of that parade. It's one of the most fun things to do on a Thanksgiving morning, right? But, of course, then you had to have the protests. You had to have this kind of the disruptions. And Lord only knows what Times Square is going to be like on New Year's Eve, for goodness sake, or other kinds of celebrations or other things, because it becomes this thing where you have to intimidate people. You have to continue to throw people off. And I'll tell you this. I don't think that that's the way to win people over to your side. And in this case, though, you've got a lot of very misplaced passion about Hamas and what's happening there and so forth. And to call for a ceasefire, gee, I wonder if it was their families that were massacred. I wonder if they'd be calling for a ceasefire. I wonder if it was their friends and loved ones who had their heads chopped off. I wonder if it was their babies that were put in an oven. I wonder if they would be calling for a ceasefire. Because it sounds like it's supposed to be right? It sounds like it's supposed to be this noble thing that you call for. And we'll talk about the UN, by the way, when we come back from the break. But it sounds like this noble thing. But and I guess here we go with this idea of context again. Can you tell me how a ceasefire is going to make Hamas say, you know, we got to really come up with a whole different worldview here? It's just not going to happen, folks. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. 949-822-7959.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is appealing directly to lawmakers for increased aid in the country's battle against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer describes a meeting on Capitol Hill as impactful.
He outlined in some great detail the kind of help he needs, how it will help him win.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell states that passing aid for Ukraine and Israel before the holiday break is practically impossible.
Obviously, negotiating border solution is very complicated.
This is due to an impasse between Republicans and Democrats over additional funding for Kyiv. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is urging the Biden administration to allocate over $500 million amidst the escalating migrant crisis. In a letter to President Biden, Hobbs attributes the request to the federal government's failure to secure Arizona's border with Mexico. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Street rose to its best level in nearly 23 months, just a bit below its record high.
Wall Street rose to its highest level since early 2022 after a report showed that inflation in the U.S. is behaving pretty much as expected. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% Tuesday. It now rose 173 points, that's about 0.5%. The NASDAQ composite added 0.7%. Treasury yields were mixed after the November update on inflation roughly matched economists' expectations. Traders still expect the Federal Reserve to stand pat on interest rates when it announces its latest decision on Wednesday afternoon. The inflation report did have some doubt on when interest rates may come down in the future, except in New York.
House Rules Committee expected to vote today to authorize the impeachment inquiry to President Biden. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says the inquiry needs to be formalized to enforce subpoenas and pursue the information needed to look into the accusations against the president. More at townhall.com.
Unfortunately, this sets up another round, perhaps, what they say is going to be more Santa Ana winds, and I don't like them, and I don't, nobody likes them, and I don't know, I'd rather it be raining than Santa Ana winds, I'll tell you that much. Welcome back to the program, of course, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Just real briefly here, this is something that I probably could have predicted. I probably could have saved money on whatever or done it at half the price because a Netflix report confirms that it has, get this, folks, thousands of movies and shows most users don't watch. I could have told you that. Netflix released its first, this one, Business Insider, Netflix released its first report detailing which shows people are binging and which ones they aren't on Tuesday. And, yeah, I could have told you that. I mean, you get into this thing with Netflix. I'm not down on Netflix, I'm just saying, but usually, like, and all these different streaming services, you're like, okay, let's see if there's a movie that you really want to watch, and you kind of go through and you start scrolling,
and you keep scrolling, and you scroll some more, and you keep scrolling and going, I've never heard of these movies. I've never actually heard of this. And because they get these massive, you know, back catalogs, right, of movies that date back, you know, to the 50s and the 40s and stuff like this. But at any rate, and there's other movies, too. It's like, that actor was in this movie? How come I've never heard of this movie before? It is really something. I could have told him that there's probably a lot of movies that, I mean, because if you tried to watch every single thing, I think you'd need, like, I don't know, like a million years or something like that. But at any rate, and just to finish up with this, the one thing that always occurs to me is that you look at this, you know, a movie and you don't know what it is, and it's kind of off the beaten track or whatever, and you say to yourself, well, but this got made. Somebody made this movie, and there had to be a lot of people involved in it, right? And you're thinking, how did this get made? How did this get the green light? And I think to myself, well, you know, if I tried to make a movie, you know, I'm sure it would be very difficult. It would be very hard to find backers and all this kind of stuff. It would never get made, you know. But somehow, thousands of movies get made that nobody ever really sees, I guess. All right, so once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We've got a lot more to tell you about, of course, as we head through the overnight hours here on this Wednesday edition of the program. And, you know, it looks like, Nikki Haley, right? She got a big endorsement, right, from the governor of New Hampshire, right? Will Sununu, right? He has endorsed Nikki Haley now. This is from Fox News, saying, let's not miss this opportunity. The entire country is watching. Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire took sides in the GOP presidential nomination race as he endorsed the former ambassador to the United Nations and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. The endorsement of Haley by the popular governor of the state that holds the first primary and the second overall contest in the Republican presidential nominating calendar came as the two teamed up on Tuesday evening at the Haley campaign event at a ski lodge in the state's largest city. There was a sweet older woman who has come to a lot of events, and I saw her coming in here, and she said, so are you going to finally endorse Nikki Haley for president? You bet your blank I am, he answered. We're all in it for Nikki Haley, Sununu said as he formally backed Haley. Moments later, Sununu praised Haley as, quote, someone I could not be more proud of, someone who looks people in the eye, answers their questions, and most importantly, has taken the time to earn the trust of the citizens and the voters of this state, the next president of the United States, Nikki Haley. So this is quite interesting, of course, because obviously carrying that endorsement might have at least a positive effect, one might think, on competition with Donald Trump. But we'll continue to see what happens there, because obviously Trump is still very, very high, very far ahead in the polls, basically. He's odds-on favorite to start cleaning house once these actually do start. But we'll see. But part of this, too, is not just for some Republicans, but certainly many in the media are wanting to push the Nikki Haley agenda as well, and trying to make her star kind of rise. So we'll see how that works out as well. Now, right before we went to the break, we mentioned that we were going to talk about the UN, and of course Nikki Haley used to be the ambassador to the UN. Well, get this from Bloomberg, my friends. UN General Assembly votes overwhelmingly to, get this, demand a Gaza ceasefire. So just like that person who interrupted Kamala Harris's speech, and, you know, her speeches are just okay, right? So, but still, you know, interrupting in that way is not the best thing in the world. But you know, they wanted a ceasefire, and calling on the vice president, you should call for the ceasefire. And that's also going to be the line of demarcation in our political system now. Are you for the ceasefire or are you against the ceasefire? Because if you're against the ceasefire right now, just you know, blatantly call for a ceasefire, then you must be pro-genocide. See, that's the other thing. And I think you can be supportive of Israel and its maneuvers here in order to root out the Hamas terror group, but at the same time, not be pro-genocide, because nobody believes that Israel is trying to create or commit genocide. There may be a few, you know, we understand that. There's always some kind of a few. But the idea that's trying to take hold, obviously, is that that's exactly what they're doing. And so you have to not just call for a ceasefire, because after that, the calls will then become, you have to dismantle the state of Israel. The United Nations is going to have to do something about Israel. Israel's the source of all of our problems. That's how this argumentation, quote unquote, is going to go. But Israel isn't the source of all of our problems, right? This, one of the primary sources of all of our problems is hatred, and the hatred that the terror groups harbor for not just the state of Israel, but for the Jewish people as a whole. And these are the things we have to deal with, and we have to be ready to defend against, right? And that's a very, very serious thing. So the United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to demand a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, underscoring a sharp shift in sentiment that left Israel and the U.S. increasingly isolated over the military campaign to destroy Hamas. The General Assembly adopted the non-binding resolution by a vote of 153-10, with 23 nations abstaining. The Czech Republic and Austria were the only two European nations that voted against the resolution. The resolution demanded an immediate humanitarian ceasefire and an immediate release of all hostages. Well, we're with you right there on releasing the hostages. Whose fault is that? Who took the hostages? And what is the state of affairs of the hostages right now? What's happening with them? Are we hearing anything more about that? Are the college campuses demanding that the hostages be released unconditionally? Are there any protests or marches or interrupting somebody's speech to say, release the hostages, Hamas? Gee, I wonder, could we go over to Gaza and sort of march in front of Hamas and say, you know, release the hostages now, release the hostages now, release the hostages now? Of course, they wouldn't get 4 feet in front of Hamas before they would mow them down, because they're not interested in releasing the hostages or bowing to that kind of pressure. You know, it's really mind-boggling. So, again, part of this, the reason I mention this is what I think is building up is that there will be a much larger push in the United Nations at some point. Again, yes, to further isolate the U.S. and Israel, and it's not going to be pretty. We got to get ready for a rough ride, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. When we come back, we're going to do our second Trucker Traveler report of the morning. And do we have a great song? You betcha we have a great song. I think we do. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. A little Frank Sinatra bringing us back. And that just sounds really good, doesn't it? I think it really does. And that's, of course, Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. And welcome back to the show, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program. And, of course, we've reached the part of hour number two, where we're going to do our second Trucker Traveler Report. And, of course, we always have a great song to keep you moving, keep you going through the overnight hours as we go across your radio dial and as you take care of business, doing whatever you're doing. If you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing out there right now, we're glad to be right there along with you. Let's start this Trucker Traveler Report with a little bit of a Christmas theme, but this from the late, great Tom Petty. And it's called Christmas All Over Again.
Everybody sing.
kids come get down.
Christmas all over again. And it's good to hear some Tom Petty, I think, this morning. And I really do. I think everybody misses Tom Petty, without a doubt about that. And, of course, he was gone way, way, way too soon. Very talented individual. And I remember back in the day, the first time I heard Tom Petty's song, it was that song, I Need to Know. I Need to Know, that one. And I thought, this sounds really cool. I was young and everything at the time. He's like, yeah, I like this. This actually sounds pretty cool. And, of course, Tom Petty, went on to have a fairly successful music career, of course. Folks, again, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. That's a great Christmas song right there. And as I said before, I think it's kind of hard to write a Christmas song. I don't know how many people who could write a really good one. But we do have a lot of good ones to choose from, so that's good. Let's take a look at what's happening out there on our weather maps right now. Seattle, Washington, dense fog advisory coming down from Seattle all the way down to a little bit north of Longview. So be careful there. We've also got a dense fog advisory in Oregon, basically east of Portland, near Heppner, also Morrow, Condon, Fossil, down towards Madras, and also Bend, Oregon. It looks like you've got dense fog developing, or at least potentiality to develop in there along the U.S. 97 corridor, so be aware of that. Also, we got a freeze warning in California Central Valley. This is going to be from Bakersfield up to a little bit north of Merced, and it's going to encompass both California 99 and Interstate 5 between those areas. We do have a dense freezing fog advisory near Cheyenne, Wyoming, coming down Interstate 25 and then heading out I-80 towards Laramie, and that's going to extend southward down just west of Fort Collins through Boulder and then now west of Denver and then south of Denver along I-25 around Castle Rock, where it becomes, of course, winter weather advisories mostly in those areas. And then Trinidad, that's south of Colorado, winter storm warning going on there, winter weather advisory for Alamosa over towards Durango, and then that winter storm warning heads down into New Mexico, where you're going to find that that's going to stretch from Santa Fe over to Mosquero, and then from Albuquerque, east out of Albuquerque along I-40, winter weather advisory coming across there. Quick check of our precipitation. Like last hour, we're seeing a lot of precipitation in the North Texas area. This is going to start up in Oklahoma and then head down through Pampa, through near Amarillo and down towards Lubbock right now. So be careful of that. Be advised of that. And then also down near Abilene right now, so right just west of Abilene near Sweetwater, you've got a lot of rain coming across I-20 right now at this hour. So be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. And again, be careful out there. Well, folks, it's time to say good morning to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, what do you think? Now, obviously, there's a lot of people calling for ceasefires. Kamala Harris got interrupted with someone saying, call for a ceasefire in Israel. But now, of course, the United Nations has voted. It's non-binding. But they did vote to call for a ceasefire and talking about isolating the United States and Israel further with all of this.
Yeah, that just shows you the power of Middle Eastern influence
that's all pro-Palestinian. It's not necessarily pro-Hamas, but it's pro-Palestinian. The minister of, what is it, health or minister or whatever in Gaza has said that, you know, 14,000 people have died, which I think is a ludicrous, ridiculous number. We'll never get the accurate number.
Right.
Because they lie. But if the truth of the matter is, whatever death has actually happened in Gaza, it can only be blamed on Hamas. You know, I don't know what else Israel is supposed to do. I mean, they've all but published the complete war plan. They call the phone numbers. They drop notices. They use bullhorns. And they do all this in advance of their actions.
Right.
You know, I mean, how long did I mean, we're over here in the United States, and we knew that we needed to get out of the northern Gaza for the last couple of weeks.
Well, that's right. And what you just said was really powerful. This is on Hamas. And it's obvious to so many people, but yet the bandwagon is about, well, Israel has, we see, Israel's mechanized, right? And they're able to go in with tanks, and they're able to, they have an overwhelming force. But that overwhelming force is designed to take out Hamas. But Hamas is embedded throughout the whole society in Gaza, so it's not like the Hamas military is meeting them on the battlefield somewhere.
Well, and that's the same way with the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is also embedded throughout the whole area. So, look, this is not the first military conflict that Israel has had inside of Gaza. It's not the first time this has gone on. Including, I would also argue, what goes on in the West Bank. So anybody who pays attention to Israel knows what Israel is going to do.
Precisely. Well, tell you what, Denise, we're going to head to the top of the hour news. So stay right there. And, folks, we're going to come right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Taking your telephone calls as well at 949-822-7959. Top of the hour news, and then more of us. Stay right there. I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.